It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Call the show at 317-239-1009. What did your significant other, like, what did you do to them that they still don't know about? You're sure you can share this story, Alex?
Yes.
All right, what's the story?
I went out to dinner with the Egyptian and his parents last night, and his mom told the funniest story, and his dad had no idea that this had ever happened. Apparently, a few years ago, the Egyptian's mom was making some sort of special dessert that his dad really wanted, and it involved heating something up on the stove. And I wish that I could tell the story in her voice, because she has, you know, she has, like, she speaks Arabic and she
Hello!
Has a thick Egyptian accent.
I'm the Egyptian's mom!
No, it's okay. It's more like, and I mean this, dessert. I don't know, I can't do it. I am horrible at doing accents, but my boyfriend can do it perfectly. He was born here in Indy, but his parents were born in Egypt, so they have accents and he can kind of mimic them. But anyway, so she's telling this story, and she, as she's making his dad this dessert on the stove, I guess she walked away for a little bit too long, and she was stirring it with some sort of plastic spatula or something.
Oh, no.
The entire, not just a part of it, the entire spoon melted into the dessert, and she was like, well, I'd already almost finished it, and he was waiting on it, and I didn't want to, you know, tell him that I didn't have it made, so I just grabbed another spoon, stirred it all in there together, and she served him
that
the dessert.
That could have killed him.
With a full melted plastic spatula in it.
That could have killed him.
He ate all that plastic that was melted on the inside, and we were crying laughing, because the way she tells the story is so funny, just because he had no idea, and so he's learning for the first time at this dinner that she basically almost poisoned him. And we were like, well, did you taste anything? And he said, no. He said, no, it tasted good.
Wow. Okay, 317-239-1009. What did you do to your significant other that they still don't know about? If you need to be anonymous, you can, but I can't believe he didn't taste melted plastic.
So funny.
Ew.
I just can't imagine it. Like, I cannot believe she was just like, well, might as well just finish this.
Dude, you're like not even supposed to like heat up Tupperware in the microwave for like 30 seconds.
I know, right? Yeah, she just served
That's
it.
That's hilarious. His mom's a savage.
She is.
Was she afraid like that he'd be mad? Like, why would she just not start over or say, hey, honey, the dessert's not going to work.
I think it was an accident. They had a guest over, too, and so she wanted to be able to have something to give them, and it had been too long. She couldn't have just started over.
Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Manuel.
Manuel, what happened?
Okay, this was years ago to my son's mom, but it's really gross. But we had just split up, and my son was in the hospital, and we were both staying up at the hospital because he got admitted. Well, she was being a complete leap, and the nurses and everything had been in there while she was cussing me out and this and that. Well, I got on Snapchat. She went to sleep, and I went and got her toothbrush out of her bag. And I got on Snapchat and took a video of the on her toothbrush.
What?
Like,
oh, gosh.
Not to where you could see anything. You could just see the stream of
Okay.
This is way beyond what I was thinking.
This woman just gave birth to your child. What the hell is wrong
with you?
You gotta
understand who she is and how she was. Oh. Even the nurses were getting ready to kick her out of the hospital.
Okay, dang, man. So, all right, well, I don't know if that's what you were going for, Alex. Is that
no.
what you were looking for this morning?
No.
That one was a little twisted and a little messed up.
Which is kind of what Alex is right there. But if you have something, let us know. You can go to our Twitter. It's @Joe and Alex Show. What did you do to your significant other that they still don't know about?